Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. Are you thinking about starting a podcast, or maybe you wanted to rethink how your podcast supports your business goals? I have some good news for you. Podcasting is still such a powerful driver for your business. And today I'm going to be sharing all the details on why and how you can maximize your podcast to help grow your business for the rest of 2023 and into 2024. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being here and listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I am so excited to talk about this today because I feel like there's been a lot of talk about change in the industry, and I know some of that can feel really negative. So today we're going to make it all positive about podcasting. And yeah, I have been totally embracing fall weather. I feel like I've said that on like 5 million podcast episodes, but y'all, I'm from Texas, so I can say y'all. I love fall so much. The leaves are changing. I actually did some baking last weekend. We have been so busy. We are in this crazy season of life where our kids are getting older, they're in more activities, and the last few weekends, I think for like 2 months, we have had something every weekend solid. And I do not thrive in that chaos and environment. I start to feel really burned out. And so we actually last weekend had an entire weekend with nothing to do. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to bake. I'm going to cook. We're going to like watch movies and watch football and hang out. Ah, it was so great. And just totally like I read an entire book. I think I read two books. It just really rejuvenated me, made me feel so good to dive into this week and beyond and getting ready for, you know, some busy months coming up. And so I highly recommend if you're feeling that as the seasons are changing and we're getting into the holiday season, like if you can take a minute to like, it's so, so worth it. And, you know, this kind of relates to the problem that we solved this week. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have ramped up my content creation to the max. Now, I had a very specific reason for doing this, and this is because we are on a growth, what would I call this? Like a, we're really pushing for growth right now, my business. Marathon run. We're in a growth run. I don't know. So we're trying to grow my email list, increase visibility, grow my podcast, all of the things. And so we have been, you know, really creating content. I mean, I say we, I have been creating content everywhere. My team helps me get some of it out, but I'm the one who has to sit and record it, right? So I started thinking about a problem that we solved, and I really felt like it was kind of amazing how not stressed about content creation I was feeling. And so I wanted to share why that is, and maybe this will help you as you're thinking about this. One of the main things is because I am releasing two podcast episodes a week right now. This is an experiment we're trying. I don't know if we're going to keep doing it. We'll see. But it's given me a ton of content to pull from. And so pretty much my entire week of content is planned out just from that. And that has been amazing. And I have like built-in promotions and things like that. So it's really easy for me to like sell and also share my content at the same time. What's so great about that is having that baseline of content is that anything I create on top of that is gravy. And so any extra reels I create or post really takes no time at all. And I guess that's the other part of it is just keeping them everything really simple. Like I'm not doing anything super fancy or complicated. It's all happening here in my office or whatever. And then, you know, cross-posting. I am cross-posting a lot. So we've been making video clips from the episodes and I'm putting those on YouTube and I'm putting those on LinkedIn, TikTok. On LinkedIn, I'm posting some graphics. But I'm never like individually posting on these places. It's all happening like all at once, or I'll wake up in the morning and post on TikTok and YouTube at the same time. It takes me 2 seconds. So I really have created a system where I'm not spending a ton of time creating this content and posting the content. And what's crazy about it is we're seeing so much momentum because of it. And so really, I would say how to solve the problem is coming up with a very easy system for myself and not putting pressure on myself. So because I already have my podcast content planned, if I don't get anything else posted that day, I don't stress too much about it. And it's really great. And so I've been able to create more, I've been able to show up more, and I'm not stressed about it. So that's the problem I solved this week. Okay, so let's talk about podcasting in 2023. And going into 2024, I realize we're towards the end of the year here, but I have seen an influx of people who are interested in launching a podcast for Q1. And so I think this is an important conversation to have about how podcasting is still a really great driver for business. And there's definitely a lot more to this than what I'm going to say. This is kind of surface level of like why you should still have a podcast. But I really want to drive home just how amazing podcasts are. So like there's your thesis. Been teaching my daughter how to write papers. So there's your thesis. Let me dive in. Okay. So yes, the podcast industry has changed. And that was inevitable, right? Like change to an industry that is relatively young is inevitable. And podcasting had to grow up. And it really has grown up over the last couple years. I really think the influx of people podcasting during the pandemic has really influenced this glow up that podcasting has had, right? And, you know, honestly, it's really something that I didn't even imagine years ago that this is what the podcast industry was going to look like. What's shocking to me is that even though we've had this glow up of podcasting and the podcast industry has changed, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit, you know, I've heard a lot of business owners say they don't want a podcast anymore or they aren't sure if they should start one because they don't know if it's going to be worth it. And it can definitely be worth it, but there are some things you have to put into place. But let's start with why it's still such a great business driver right now. The first thing is that your podcast is long form content. This is my favorite thing about podcasting. And I think there's kind of a similar philosophy around like YouTube videos, but you know, posting on a reel of me like looking at the camera, smiling with music is not the same thing as me sitting down and recording an episode. You don't get a feel for, you know, who I am and what I do, right? But you do from a podcast. It really is that piece of my business that builds the know, like, and trust. This is the piece that showcases me, right? And showcases everything that I do. And this is where that funnel comes in. This is where, you know, we think about, okay, if this is the thing that's building that know, like, and trust, then it needs to be part of my funnel. And that's really where it becomes so, so valuable. I know for me, shifting how I think about my podcast really changes how I approach it and how I approach the marketing for my podcast. And so, like, that is an important piece that I want you to remember when you're thinking about how it's driving business, right? Is by making sure that you're treating it as a piece of your funnel and you're not treating it as a thing that's going to make you famous. Like, there's a big difference there, right? And so that really is one of the things that I keep coming back to is no matter what, this is the place where I get to sit down and take whatever I've posted on Instagram or whatever and multiply it, right? And so if somebody finds me and they want to hear me, who I am, what I do, how I do it, this is the way to do it, is to come and listen to my podcast. And I will say too, I am notorious for like finding somebody online and seeing if they have a podcast simply because I want to hear how they work and all the things. And if there's anybody that I'm interested in working in and they have a podcast, you know I'm going to go listen, right? So it really is an important piece of building up my authority, but not just to new people. And that brings me to my next point, and that is that with a podcast, you get warm leads. We talk about leads a lot when we're talking about like list building and things like that, you know, and you may have heard like the cold versus warm leads thing. Cold leads are ones that have never heard from you before. So like you're not going to sit down and sell them your highest package usually, right? Warm leads are ones who have experienced you. They understand what you're about. They've already bought into some of what you have going on and they're ready for that next piece. And I really truly feel, and I've had a couple guests on who've also agreed with me, that a podcast is just brimming with warm leads. And so your job, like as somebody who has a podcast and a business, is to figure out how you're going to get those warm leads to your business. And again, that just goes back to what I said previously about how it needs to be part of your funnel. But I do think that's what makes podcasts so special, because we are building that know, like, and trust, because we are trying to get people to come back week after week after week. Now they've become a warm audience, right? I mentioned that this is great for showcasing what you do and how you do it. If you've ever been in one of my trainings or if you're in my membership, I talk a lot about how it's this like library of knowledge. And one of the side benefits of having a podcast is whenever I'm in a meeting with somebody or I'm emailing back and forth with a potential client and they have questions, I can literally send them podcast episodes to listen to. And 9 times out of 10, once they listen to that podcast episode, they're hooked, you know, especially because I have positioned my content to meet my listeners where they're at, to help my ideal client with the stuff that they're struggling with, right? And so it really is this amazing way to showcase not only what I know, but like what I've been talking about for a while. A lot of people who have books they want to write or wanting to get into speaking, this is why they love podcasts, because it really does serve as this like resume, this audio resume of everything you've done and how you would speak in person and how you speak when you're in a client meeting. So it's important to make sure that all of that kind of matches. You know, how I show up on this podcast is how I show up pretty much everywhere, unless I'm having a bad day or whatever. But This is me. This is who I am. This is how I talk about podcasting all the time. And so it really does help, you know, tying it all together, build that know, like, and trust, and create warm leads for my business. One thing that is interesting that I've been thinking about a lot is how when we're growing our podcast and we're focusing on that, you know, it does require a strategy for how we're going to grow it. Posting an episode and then sharing it once on social media is not a growth strategy for your podcast. But what's so fascinating is all the growth strategies that I use for my podcast help me grow my business too. Like, that is an amazing thing to think about, because my time is well spent doing both, but I don't have to do both. I just have to grow my audience, right? And that's going to help convert people and bring me into their world. I've been working really hard on my visibility, and I've been talking to my membership a lot about this and how, you've got to put yourself in front of potential audiences. Yes, I'm going to mention my podcast, but a byproduct of growing my podcast is that my business is going to grow along with it. And they really do grow together as long as you are thinking about your content strategically, right? So that is something to think about. I hear people struggle with the fact that they have to work on growing their podcast. And, you know, that is just the nature of the podcast industry now. But keep in mind that anything you are doing to grow your podcast audience, to keep them engaged, is going to help grow your business as well. Are your podcast episodes set up to help you sell your membership, group programs, and consulting services? And I'm not talking about selling it in a sleazy way. I'm talking about creating episodes that are engaging, create connection between you and your listeners, and highlight your expertise. To start creating episodes for sales, get my free guide by heading to wildhomepodcasting.com/sales. The cool thing about podcasting is that the future is so, so bright. What's that? Isn't there a song or something, the future's so bright, you gotta wear shades? And I feel like that goes very well with the name of the podcast, Share, Strategize, and Shine. We use a lot of like shine kind of sun imagery. I even rebranded Wild Home Podcasting. One of our logo variations has a sun. I think there's a sun behind the mountains in our main logo variation. I just love that. I love bringing that shine into things because I think it's so important that that's what we want. And, you know, tangent aside, but the future of podcasting is really, really bright. You know, the number of listeners is growing constantly for podcasts across the board. And so that's a lot of potential for us, right, as business owners. It really does come down to getting in front of the right audience and getting in front of the right people. And that all goes back to strategy and things that you can need to work on behind the scenes and things that you're constantly reevaluating and working on. But it's all easy and it can be done with just a little bit of effort, right? So to maximize your podcast, so let's say you're either thinking about launching or you already have a podcast, you're listening to this episode and you're like, okay, but I want to make sure that I am from the start, from this moment forward, maximizing my podcast and how I use it. And there's a few things I really, really want you to think about. One is it needs to be wrapped up in part of your sales and promotion schedule, like hard stop. I could finish here, but I'm not going to. That is such an important piece of making your podcast work for your business. And it is one of the most overlooked things, ironically enough. I think because we have thought of podcasts as being this separate thing, and we always put it over here, right? Like my business is over here, and then I have this podcast, you know, right? But what we need to do is remember that you cannot have one without the other. And if you're not using your podcast in your sales promotions and launches, you're missing a huge opportunity. You know, and how we use it is by building content around those offers, right? Making sure that we're talking about them, making sure that we have offers that go with our podcast or vice versa. I mean, really, your podcast should support all your offers. And then having a plan in place to do that. And if you need help with that, I do have a toolkit that I created. It was called the Podcasting for Black Friday Toolkit. And you can just go to wildhomepodcasting.com/toolkit. But I designed this. You can use it any time of year for any sale, promotion, or launch. But I designed this to help you do exactly this thing, to start thinking about your podcast as a tool that's going to help you sell more of your things, and especially during your sales and promotions and launches. The other really big thing, and I feel like I say this way more than I should, but we're going to keep talking about it until I start seeing everybody do it. But you need to use your podcast as your main piece of content. If you are not utilizing your podcast episode every week and then taking that and using it to create content that goes everywhere else, you are missing out and you are wasting time. Again, we want everything to work together. We want it to build that know, like, and trust and be a funnel, but it can't do that when it's over here by itself. if we start incorporating it into our sales and promotion schedule, using it as our main piece of content every week, you're going to see a difference in how your podcast functions for your business. And you know what's so powerful about that is it's going to make you show up differently in your podcast and in your business. I mean, it's such a like light bulb game changer reframing. It changes everything when you are able to hit the sweet spot where you're not only selling on your podcast, but you're creating amazing marketing content from your podcast episode and directing people to your episode and then from there to your business. I mean, it's just, I'm doing like chef's kiss. That's what we want, right? So if I were to tell you anything, like if you're wanting to maximize your podcast, those are the two places I would start. And if you're listening and you're like, I don't know how to do this by myself, we have a lot of resources. I suggest joining the membership or like the toolkit I mentioned to get you started on that journey. And so don't ever feel like you have to go it alone. We definitely have things that can help you do that. And then the other piece that I really want you to remember is that podcasting is a long game. This is not something that, you know, is going to serve you in a very short amount of time. This is something that we're building to last a long time, to support our business for a long time, right? And it really ties into everything I've talked about because none of these things usually happen overnight, right? A lot of these things take time to see the fruits of all the things that you've built. But when you can have it all work cohesively together, you will start to see that. And it's important to remember that everybody grows at their own rate and everyone grows based on what audiences they're in front of and that kind of thing. And so you can't give up after a month. You can't give up after 20 episodes. You've got to give it time. And remember that even though it is a long game, why are you in it for the long haul and what are your ultimate goals? And just hold on to that and make sure that you're constantly reevaluating and measuring and deciding and all of those things. And I want to leave you with this. If you are thinking about a podcast, I talk to so many people who have been thinking about a podcast for 2 years, or, you know, they've had an idea, you know, forever, or they tried to start a podcast and didn't get anywhere. Like, if you have a podcast idea, don't sit on it. Now is the time. Leading into next year, like this is the time to start a podcast and start thinking about it strategically. And if you can do that, if you can say yes and dive in and apply some of these things that I've talked about, you're going to see your podcast really help make an impact for your business and be an amazing business driver because that's what we all want. And I can personally attest to this because I have booked clients directly from the podcast. I mean, there are clients that I worked with big packages who still listen to the podcast, and I will get messages from them and be like, oh, I heard this episode was so great. You know, it has worked so well for my business and it can work for yours too. You just have to implement a strategy. All right. That's all I have for today. I'm going to leave you with that. And if you want to dive into, like I said, some more of those resources, be sure to go check out that toolkit and check out the membership. Just a side note, if you join the membership, you will get the toolkit. So you can either go buy the toolkit as a standalone or you can join the membership and get it plus tons of other masterclasses. And all of those masterclasses are designed to help you do this very thing, which is use your podcast to drive business. So I will be back soon with another episode and I hope you have an amazing week and happy podcasting. Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.